We turn now to 2 Chronicles chapter 32. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. We want to start reading verse 1. I'm going to skip a few parts of this passage. After all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah. He laid siege to the fortified cities, thinking to conquer them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and that he intended to make war on Jerusalem, he consulted with his officials and military staff about blocking off the water from the springs outside the city, and they helped him. A large force of men assembled, and they blocked all the springs and the stream that flowed through the land. Why should the kings of Assyria come and find plenty of water, they said. Then he worked hard, repairing all the broken sections of the wall and building towers on it. He built another wall outside of that one and reinforced the supporting terraces of the city of David. He also made large numbers of weapons and shields. He appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square of the city gate and encouraged them with these words: "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Then there's some interplay between what the officers of Sennacherib say and the threats they give. We're going to skip over that part. Drop down to verse 20. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, cried out in prayer to heaven about this. The Lord sent an angel who annihilated all the fighting men and the leaders and the officers in the camp of the Assyrian king. So he withdrew to his own land in disgrace. And when he went into the temple of his God, some of his sons cut him down with a sword. Our text comes from those beautiful words in verses 7 and 8. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Don't you love the story of Hezekiah? With the exception of his life for one thing, when he got a little bit too confident and showed the Babylonians a little bit too much from his kingdom, he was a monumental man. And in his life, this is his monumental moment. He was a man of prayer. So when King Sennacherib came around and the armies were invading the land of Judah, he called for prayer. He called the whole people for prayer, and he himself would go into the temple frequently and pray, laying his whole life out before the Lord, even foreign letters and correspondence out in front of the Lord. And he had a prayer buddy. Comes out in this passage too. His best prayer buddy was Isaiah the son of Amos. And those two prayed. But Martin Luther style, he was not simply a man of prayer, he was also a man of work. So when this threat surrounds them, surrounds their nation, and the enemies are huge and the problems are gigantic, he prays and he works. Luther's phrase in Latin, ora et labora. I thought you probably all knew that.
Luther's favorite phrase, ora et labora, pray and work. And work they did. They took consultation together. They shut up all of the wells and all the cisterns outside of the city. They eliminated all the sources of water so that the enemy soldiers couldn't have that water. They built on the wall. They strengthened it. They brought in stones and bricks and mortar. And they built up the wall as best they could. Plus that, they had a full-scale production going, manufacturing more shields, more weapons, more bows, more arrows, and all that stuff. He prepared and worked. And then he held a press conference. When he held the press conference together, he pulled all of the people together and gave them this message. But consider the odds. Consider the daringness with which Hezekiah did that. Who was the greatest king of the Assyrians? Sennacherib. This was the height of their power. Country of Assyrians had spread that empire east, north, west, and south. Let's bring it into the modern world. Ancient empire of Assyria was located with a nation base of Iraq. And the Iraqi soldiers yet today have it in the very fire of their blood to be tenacious unto death. The Assyrians also invented the longbow, a huge 6-foot bow with which they could send arrows almost a quarter of a mile. They conquered east, Iran, all the way to Afghanistan. North, almost all the way to the Caspian Sea. And the Black Sea. The land of the Hittites, half of Turkey. Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel. 10 northern tribes. Wiped them off the map. And Egypt. At the height of his power, Sennacherib ruled an empire that was 2,000 miles from edge to edge. All the way from the edge of Afghanistan, all the way around to the edge of Ethiopia. On his return trip, there's one little plot of land he has not conquered. Judah. And in the center of that little land, Jerusalem. Their world power. And Hezekiah has the dare to say, trust your Lord in these words. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army, for there is a greater power with us than with him. You cannot say those words unless you are a person of faith. Just two thoughts here. First, the king's command. Now I want you to take it not from Hezekiah, but from the Lord. And your God's promise. The king's command. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. That says, strengthen yourself. Be courageous. There are times in life when the Lord does not need crybabies in his army. There's times in life when the Lord needs his who trust in him to be strong, to be daring, to stand up, even in the force of overwhelming odds. It would seem as though, in some regards, Satan is marching through the land. No, we don't have Assyrians or Iraqis marching onto these shores from the east coast, the west coast, or the south coast. But we've got Satan at work. Remember the words of Ephesians, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and demons of that dark world. We fight against demons. And the Lord has no intention that you should be weak, timid, or fearful. Add to that some scenarios on the public scene. Dare you? What have you been reading in your news lately? What's been coming on the evening news? Are you reading in the newspaper? What's happening in the world scene? You can just name off the countries that are making the masses of mankind nervous and jittery. Iraq's doing okay right now. Afghanistan is a trouble spot. Add to that Pakistan. You can't tell whether they're for you or against you. Add to that North Korea. Venezuela. Yemen. And this last week, a country of Iran declares itself to be a nuclear power. They want to play with the big boys. Push that whole dimension aside, and what erupts right in your face? The economic scene. And there's four fear factors that are making our people jittery and nervous. Some on the edge of panic. Let me mention, since the fall of 2008, stock market in this country, but it's sending world jitters so that the European stock markets and the European stock markets are all jittery. Fear factor number two. They have been threatening for years. It came out again in the last 6 months, predicting that before long, Social Security will be bankrupt. Fear factor number three. As just in this past week, a governor of one of the states concluded they could no longer afford to pay the pensions, so he wants to tax / partially confiscate pensions that people have set aside. Fear factor four. We are now so far in debt nationally that our present generation and the next generation has little hope of ever paying it off. So much we're paying on interest and so much we're behind. And now, as Proverbs says, the borrower is servant to the lender. At the national, international level, we are simply pawns waiting for one of those international creditors to say we change the tune and pay up. Add to that. In the local scene, in the domestic scene, Satan is stomping through the land. It is now illegal in this land to display the Ten Commandments in schools across the land unless they're Christian schools. It is illegal to pray in public gatherings. There are many forces, even alive in this city, that want the Lord removed from the public arena. They want the Christian's witness to be removed from the public marketplace. And yet on the national scene, we have leaders in our national government that act like they don't know which way to turn. They don't know which way to turn because it seems as though all is confusion. Satan is stomping through the land and the people are fearful. But the Lord says to you as children of God, do not be fearful. Back to the text. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army that is with him. Don't be scared of him. Don't be afraid. The word of God says he's only human. Don't you love that? And he follows it up with his promise. Promise there in the word. And again, don't take these words from Hezekiah. Hezekiah has been dead over 2,000 years. Take them directly from the Lord. For there is a greater power with us than with him. What a statement for Hezekiah to say. For Sennacherib was the ruler of the empire. Biggest empire to date. And little Hezekiah in little Jerusalem, in little Judah, says, don't be scared of him. Phenomenal. And little Hezekiah in little Jerusalem adds, for there is a greater power with us than with him. You notice how people have a way of cringing in fear and trembling in front of human rulers? Witness, the people in that world cringing in front of Sennacherib. Witness, World War II. Millions upon millions of people throughout Europe cringed and trembled at the commands of Adolf Hitler. Not because they loved him, but because they feared him. Throughout the Soviet Union, millions upon millions trembled and bowed in obedience to the commands of Joseph Stalin. Not because they loved him, but because they feared him. In today's society, name any country you want on planet Earth, be it be dictator or president or prime minister, there are many, many, many who will tremble in fear before the human ruler because they, not because they love him, but because they fear him. God says, don't be that way. Furthermore, the Lord says, he is only a human king, but we serve a king of kings, who rules on the throne of glory and rules over the galaxies of space and over the universe, not a mere country, not a mere continent, not a mere empire, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's nobody second to him. I say that the other way around. You know what I mean. Add to that. Bring this right on up to date tonight. While the world was asleep, or most of the world, while we as a family were asleep, Britt, Iowa, January 22nd, 1973, 9 Supreme Court justices thought it would be constitutionally acceptable to allow abortion, the right to choose. Never mind that right when it flips the one way means life. When it flips the other way means death. Since that day, some say 40 million, some say 50 million, some say more than that, and maybe our representatives tonight will be able to clarify that. Little babies snuffed out, the life non-existent, thrown into the trash or the incinerator. Now, we're missing X number million taxpayers because we've eliminated them. But don't forget, Supreme Court justices in their own Supreme Court building do not have the last word. But on the throne of glory, you have God the Father on his throne, God the Son on his throne, God the Holy Spirit with his seven spirits that are before the throne of God. If you add that up, 7 + 1 + 1, or we should say it the other way around, 1 + 1 + 7 = 9. That is the Supreme Court of the universe, the ultimate court. And the Lord always has the last word. Back to the text. Hezekiah says, with him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. You got any battles? You got any fights? You got any problems? I thought we had a tough go of it at times when we were raising children and teenagers. I tremble for you parents now. You have coming into almost every house in America, seems, a TV system that will bring to your child's fingertips 60 to 100 channels just by flicking the little button. Furthermore, your teenagers in your home computers, just with the clicking of the mouse, can tap into 100,000 different websites, and you don't know where they're going. And Grandpa and Grandma certainly would have had no clue. In fact, many of these grandpas and grandmas can't even click in there because we don't know how. If you get in trouble, like to say, ask a teenager. They'll tell you how. What does the Lord say? With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. You got any personal problems? Got any economic problems? Some sitting right here tonight don't know how to pay the bills. Some fearing foreclosure. Some of you have battles in the family you can't fix no matter how. Some of you have strife at work. Some of you making medical tests, fearing the results. The Lord says, be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. The Lord is still on your side, and the Lord is fighting your battles. Who is your biggest enemy? Not some problem here, some problem there. Satan. What are his biggest army forces against you? Sin. What has Jesus said about sin, Satan and sin? He defeated them on the cross of Calvary. He defeated Satan. He defeated sin. He defeated death. Therefore, he says in his word, nothing can separate you from his love, neither something present nor something future, neither demons nor angels, nothing you can conjure up. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So, go forward. And the text adds, and the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. The Lord's fighting the battles. What happened? Hezekiah and Amos and Isaiah, the son of Amos, prayed and worked. Held a press conference and prayed again. And in the night, the angel of the Lord went into the camp of the Assyrians. And in the morning, according to verse 21, 185,000 of the soldiers and the officers were dead. That implies maybe some cooks and some harness workers and some blacksmiths survived, but the army and the officers were dead. Sennacherib went back to his own country, and his own sons killed him in his own God's temple, and the kingdom of Assyria was defeated. One fell swoop. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. It says in the Hebrew, and the people rested themselves in these words.
rest yourself in these words of the Lord. Fear no man. Fear no force of evil. God is still in control. God will work His sovereign will even when the problems are huge. Our wonderful Lord, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your power. We'd only ask that You give us more faith. Help us to serve You, being fearful of nothing of human. Help us, Lord, to love You, laying our all on the altar. Help us to trust. Help us to pray when we need to pray, work when we need to work, and trust You through it all, knowing that You are in control. You are still in control, and You always shall be. In Christ's name, amen.